Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be with you, and I have another. I know they're all interesting, but I find it just a complete joy to be able to have interesting guests on the program for you, and I'm glad you're with me. You know, part of what I do, as you know, as being a financial planner, I talk a lot about how to get great advice, how to get great financial advice, how to avoid scams, how to find somebody that you can trust and manage your money or help you. And so I thought this would be interesting. We came across a gentleman who is doing a little bit of the same thing as it relates to attorneys. And I just thought that was fascinating. His name is Doug Knoll. He's an attorney, mediator, professor, author. When you boil all that down, he's a peacemaker. And the website for today's program, you're going to want to go back and take a look, is knollassociates.com, N-O-L-L-associates.com, knollassociates.com. And we have Doug on the line. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
That's my pleasure. Doug Knoll, ladies and gentlemen, attorney, mediator, professor, author, smart guy. And let me give you a quick background on Doug, and I'll have him to chime in. Grew up in Southern California, went to Dartmouth, earned a BA in English, which I think is good for any attorney to get a good underpinning in the English language. Graduated from, is that McGeorge School of Law in 1977?
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Lots of work in business law. I'm seeing millions and millions of dollars in all kinds of juries and administrative tribunals, arbitration, bankruptcy, adversarial proceedings. He's written two books, Peacemaking, Practicing at the Intersection of Law and Human Conflict. I love that. And then the other one, which is a little more provocative, I dare say, Sex, Politics, and Religion. Oh my gosh, in one book, Sex, Politics, and Religion at the Office, no less. Can you pick a more dynamic title, The New Competitive Advantage? So, again,
you got my old bio. I have a third book out that won all kinds of awards.
Oh, well, tell.
It's called Elusive Peace, How Modern Diplomatic Strategies Can Better Resolve World Conflicts. And it was published by Prometheus Books in 2011 and won the International Peace and Conflict Resolution Institute Best Book of the Year Award.
Congratulations. Outstanding. So all of these are available probably at your website, and what are they on?
All usual places.
Okay. Amazon.com, just like my book.
IndieBound, Barnes & Noble, everywhere.
And very good.
Let's see, Lucid Peace is ebook available. I don't think the other books are ebook available, but if the demand were there, we'd make it happen.
All right. Excellent. Well, Doug Knoll, ladies and gentlemen. So, Doug, fascinated not only with your writings, but I love the idea of helping people know where to start, because so many people, and I know you know this and I've dealt with it, they make hiring decisions sometimes very poorly and based on inaccurate, incomplete, and sometimes just one person saying, go see this person, they're okay, or I've worked with them. And as you well know, which I've seen on the financial side, people need to be equipped with the right kinds of questions to ask what will be their financial advisor or their attorney before they hire them.
Right, absolutely true. And the problem is that, and it's true with any profession. I mean, the distinction between a professional and a non-professional is that the professional has secret skill and secret language and arcane vocabulary and this mystical knowledge that makes the person professional, right? That's how we create market differentiation.
Oh, sure.
And so lay people, unless they really understand, take the time to understand, which they don't, because that's why they want a professional in the first place. Oftentimes, they don't have a clue what they're looking for. They're and tend to be very poor consumers. And it turns out that, like anything else, hiring a lawyer takes some effort. And if you don't put the effort in, then you're probably not going to get the results that you're hoping for.
Yeah, to hire a good one takes time. And you know, it's funny. It's kind of like that old saying, it takes one to know one. Yeah, I'm sure you've thought about this just as often as I had. I've thought to myself, you know, golly, it'd be really cool if I could just have people, you know, from wherever in the country call me and say, David, how do I find a good financial planner or advisor? I could find them one inside an hour that would be perfect for them, just like you could find an attorney. But people don't know what questions to ask that us insiders know to ask.
Right. So, actually, I do get requests quite frequently. Now, I wouldn't say frequently, maybe 10 times a year, from people asking me, I need a lawyer.
Cool.
Well, oftentimes lawyers will call me from outside. I live in California, and they'll say, we've got a matter going in Southern California or Northern California. Who can you recommend to do this kind of work? And so, you know, so I get requests like that. And the process is really pretty straightforward, and of course, everything is on the web these days. And so, if you're willing to spend a little web time, you can do a lot of really interesting things. So let's answer the question: how do you go about finding a lawyer? First thing you got to know is, where do you live? What state do you live in? Because lawyers are licensed by state; they're not licensed by the federal government.
So right.
If you live in California, you need a California lawyer.
There you go.
If you live in Arizona, you need an Arizona lawyer. And if the other thing to think about is if you are living in Los Angeles, you do not want to hire a San Francisco lawyer. In fact, if you're living in Fresno, California, you do not want to hire a, generally speaking, hire a Los Angeles lawyer. You want to hire a Fresno lawyer. Why? Because the local lawyers understand the local judges.
Exactly.
They understand the local market. And that becomes very, very important. Law boils, if it's a trial case, it boils down to 12 people selected from the local community who did not know how to get off jury duty. and so those people represent the community, and the local lawyers are going to understand that and know the typical makeup of the type of people you're going to get. So the second thing you can do is there are a number of websites that you can go to start just to get a master list of lawyers. So you got to know what kind of problem you have. So I got a business problem, or I've got an injury problem, or I've got an estate problem, or I've got a divorce, or I've got whatever it is, just broad categories. You know you got a legal problem. You may not know the specifics about it. So you can go to lawyers.com, obvious choice, or you can go to findlaw.com, or you can go to justia.com. Three major websites that have, that are large, broad lawyer listings. And you can find lawyers by their names, by their cities, and by their specialties.
There you go.
That will give you a beginning shot.
That gives you the population. That gives you
gives you the population. Okay. Now, how do you winnow it down from there?
That's the question,
well,
isn't
thing,
it?
Yeah, that's the big question. But if you are willing to do the work, and if you're willing to pay, if you're really looking for quality, look for lawyers who are AV-rated by Martindale-Hubbell. I happen to be an AV-rated lawyer. Only 1% of all the lawyers in the world are rated AV by Martindale-Hubbell. It is the highest rating a lawyer can get, and it takes some effort to get it.
So they can't just send in an application with a check?
No. In fact, the way that it's done, it's a peer review rating. And so that means that the lawyers, I'm AV rated, and that means that at least 100 lawyers in the region in which I practice believe that I'm in the top 1% of practitioners in the region.
Wow. Not bad.
And so you can go to, so lawyers.com is run by Martindale-Hubbell, so you can go there to check out for AV rated lawyers. The other place to go is the bestlawyers.com, which is Newsweek. And look at the superlawyers.com.
Okay, good. So this would be the case with being in that top 1% is a really good thing.
Exactly. you have a better chance of getting a good lawyer if the person is 80 rated, super lawyer, or bestlawyers.com listed.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Knoll's on the line with us. He's an attorney, mediator, professor, author. KnollAssociates.com is a website. We're going to get a quick break in here. We'll come back and talk more with Doug. Stay right there.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Doug Knoll. KnollAssociates.com is a website for today's program. Doug is an attorney, mediator, professor, author, written several books, and we're delighted to have him on the program today, talking a little bit about how to find an attorney. And we went through the process before the break about going out and looking at the whole universe, so to speak, in your state, and then winnowing it down, as Doug put it, to find somebody that's AV rated, maybe in the top 1% of the lawyers according to peer review. And is there another step, Doug, that we need to look at and okay. We kind of refine the process?
Absolutely. So now you've decided that you want a high-quality lawyer. You've isolated three or four names. Now what you've got to do is set up initial interviews. And that can almost always be done over the telephone. And if you basically should have organized. So what is it exactly that you're looking for? Are you being sued? Do you need to sue? Are you looking for business advice? Are you looking for estate planning advice? Do you need family law advice? You need to write down on a piece of paper just exactly what it that I think I need. And then you should be prepared to tell a story.
Okay.
And the story should be, so write down, what do I need and what's my story? And the story should be very succinct. It doesn't hurt to write it out so that you've really concisely stated, this is what my situation is. Can you help me? And then over the telephone, the lawyer, whatever lawyer you happen to talk to, will either say, yes, I can help you, or no, I can't, but will almost always say, I have a partner who can help you, or I need to turn you over to somebody else, or I don't do this work, but let me refer you to somebody who does.
Okay. You're after trying to figure out if this is something they can really do for sure beyond what you found on the website.
Exactly. So the first thing you do is you tell your story, and then they will give you feedback. Then on the telephone call, you find out, if you go to any of the websites I've mentioned, every lawyer has a biography, a resume on the website. So you already know about their law school, how long they've been in practice, what their specialties are, all that stuff. Lawyers, if they're any good at all, have a massive web presence. And so you can find, for example, you can find out more about me by Googling my name, Doug Newell, than you'd ever possibly want to know. More than my parents know about me, probably. I mean, that's the nature of the Internet.
Sure.
So you'll already have all the information. You don't need to ask any of those questions. What you want to find out is, has this lawyer had experience with you before, with this kind of problem before? What kind of experience? And most importantly, is there a chemistry?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The chemistry. Do you feel comfortable? Do you like them? I mean,
because exactly.
you're going to work with them, you better like them.
That's
okay.
Right. And they better like you.
Right. It better be an experience where you don't feel like you're putting a person out either.
That's right. This gets very subjective. Now, a couple other things you need to do. One, if this involves a lawsuit, either you're being sued or you're going to sue, you need to know how much it's going to cost, assuming that you don't have insurance to cover it. Don't let any lawyer ever tell you, "I don't know." Building a litigation budget is not rocket science. Any lawyer that refuses to give you a written budget is a lawyer you should not deal with.
That's excellent. So just as in my world where it's okay to ask a financial advisor what they will be paid, how they will be paid, what exactly it is, and give it to me in writing, you can ask the same of an attorney.
You should ask for a litigation budget, What is this going to cost start to finish? Not good enough to say, "Oh, well, we charge an hourly rate of $300 an hour, a blended rate of $250 an hour." No, that doesn't cut it.
Right.
Any decent lawyer will know exactly, within 10%, will know what it costs to run a litigation through trial after listening to your story.
And, excellent.
And if that lawyer is unwilling, is ambiguous, equivocates, hems and haws, you're done with them. That will eliminate 99% of all the lawyers in the world.
Well, and I was going to ask you, is this all part of the first screening on the phone, or is this after you've said, okay, there's some chemistry here, let's sit down and talk?
First on the phone. Don't waste your time. Say, can I get a litigation budget from you?
Excellent.
A written litigation budget.
Excellent.
Are you willing to do that? And if the lawyer says no, we don't do that. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Well, there you go. Doug Knowles on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen. You can see why I wanted to have him on Straight Talk. We're kind of ripping the cover off of this mystical and mysterious world of working with attorneys, just like I have tried to do with financial planners, and how I also sometimes take a comment or two about working with doctors. And it's your health, it's your wealth, it's your legal advice. And we're glad to have Doug on the program. The website is knowlesassociates.com, and you can go there and get lots more about Doug, the books he's written. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Doug Knoll. The website is knollassociates.com. Doug, I got to ask you, because I was reading some of the things you shared with my office before we had you on the program, and one of the other things I wanted to get to, which I think is very interesting for our listeners to know about, and that is that even the best lawyers, unless they've had training in legal negotiation and that sort of thing, they're going to make a bad negotiation. In other words, they're going to mess things up as much as 30 to 50% of the time. Help us understand that.
Yep, that was, well, those are the next two questions you need to ask.
Okay.
What's your formal negotiation training, and how many trials have you tried to verdict? If you've got a lawsuit, 95% of the lawyers in the United States have never been in front of a jury. And that number is going to decrease every year. So jury trials are becoming rarer and rarer. So don't let lawyers buffalo you into think they're hotshot trial lawyers when they've never been inside a courtroom.
And the reason for that trend is that they are...
It's because the courts are collapsing, the states are running out of money, and
the civil courts
are just shutting down because of the budget crisis.
And most importantly, probably for the people involved, the client, it's risky business to be in court.
Huge risk. So that gets us to negotiation. So that means the lawyers must have formal negotiation training.
In other words, they can't just wing it. They can't use their trial skills or what they learn in law school. They got to be trained, right?
They think they can, but they're dead wrong. The empirical evidence shows, this is a longitudinal study over 20 years of over 10,000 cases in California and New York, showed that lawyers who represented plaintiffs, that's people who started the lawsuits, made decisional errors 50% of the time. That means that the result they got at trial was less than the last amount offered by the defendant. And the average decisional error was $75,000.
Wow. Okay, so now, it's
worse than that. Okay. It's worse than that. Defense lawyers, people who are defending you, which is probably where your clients are going to be at. They're going to be defending lawsuits because they have wealth.
Right.
Defense lawyers were wrong 30% of the time, but the order of magnitude of error was $1.4 million.
Holy smokes.
Well, and the only thing that controlled for that, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
that's okay.
The important point, the only thing that made a difference was whether or not the lawyers had formal mediation or legal negotiation training.
Well, that's why it's so important to ask the question, right?
No, it doesn't matter what your age is, your experience, your law school, your IQ, your undergraduate, where you practice, what kind of practice you had, how long you've been in practice, whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter about ethnicity, it matters, none of that matters. The only thing that matters is whether or not you've had formal negotiation training. And if you have had formal negotiation training, the decisional error drops to zero.
Wow. Well, here's the key thing I wanted to get in, Doug, and that is knowing these things. Let's say somebody's hired an attorney, and maybe they've asked the question, which is obviously some of the questions you've told people they need to ask. But let's say they're already into a case, whether they've asked for the training question or not. And let's say that given these statistics that you're sharing, let's say that the client just has a bad feeling. And maybe they've gotten that litigation budget. Maybe they've hired the attorney. Maybe they've hired the attorney on a contingency. How do people, if they really have a bad feeling, I mean, they don't have to stick with the one that brung them, so to speak. I mean, they don't have to stay. Can they get out? What do you advise them?
Well, first thing I do is get a second opinion.
Okay.
Go back to your list. Go to another lawyer and get a second opinion and lay out to that lawyer what's happened. You should have a complete copy of the file. If you don't have a complete copy of the file, you know you got a problem because your lawyer, you should have a complete duplicate of everything that your lawyer has for two reasons. One, if that's the lawyer's duty, is to keep you informed. And two, in case there's a catastrophic event that happens to the lawyer's office, there's a backup physical copy in your possession.
Mm.
You should have a complete copy of the file. Take that file to another lawyer, pay him $1,000, have him go through it, and ask them what they think. That's the first step. If you have a bad feeling, that means there's something wrong. And if you have a bad feeling and it's a lawyer that you like, then that means there's been a breakdown in communication and you need to go have a frank, nice conversation with the lawyer. If it's a bad feeling because you think you're being ignored or you don't think the lawyer's doing the right thing or you're being overcharged, that means there's a breakdown in the relationship. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to start thinking about changing the lawyer. But don't do anything until you get a second lawyer. It's costly to change lawyers. If you're in a litigation mode, it looks bad to change lawyers. It's not catastrophic, but it's something to be avoided, which is why the initial decision has got to be correct in the first place.
Amen. Doug Knoll, ladies and gentlemen, attorney, mediator, professor, author, peacemaker, and the website is knollassociates.com. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Knoll has been my guest today, author, attorney, mediator, professor. The website is knollassociates.com. He's written a couple of books. You definitely can go there for more information. Well, you have about 2.5 minutes to make your closing argument. Sorry, I had to get that in.
That's okay. I just have an interesting thought during the break.
Yeah.
I just launched, because negotiation is such an important, critical 21st century lawyering skill.
Yeah.
I spent all last year putting together an online course.
Yeah, I heard about this. Tell us about it. This is good.
It's legal. The website's legalpronegotiator.com. Now I would imagine most people that are listening to this are not lawyers, but it just had a thought to me that if you want to do your lawyer a favor, go buy the course. It's only $500. And the lawyer, let me tell you something. This course, the reviews I'm getting on this course are amazing. People are saying this is the most sophisticated legal negotiation course I've ever seen. People are saying, why didn't somebody teach this to me 30 years ago? If if you have to have a lawyer and you have to go to trial, make sure your lawyer takes this course, because for those lawyers that take this course are negotiating against lawyers who have not taken the course, the difference is night and day. So negotiation is the lawyering skill of the 21st century in trial, not trial skills. Don't go out and find the meanest junkyard dog lawyer you can find. Find the best negotiator you can find.
So this is negotiation in mediation or arbitration or in actual court?
All
the above?
It's all the same. It's legal negotiation, which is very different than buying a used car.
Mm.
Let me tell you, legal negotiation is a very arcane, sophisticated, nuanced process that requires a whole lot of skill. And as you said earlier in the show, there are a lot of lawyers who think they already know it, and they don't know it.
Well, here's what's amazing to me, Doug. I'm looking at the website you've got, the new one you just gave us, legalpronegotiator.com. 97% of all lawsuits settle without a trial.
That's right.
And you know, we would think it would be otherwise.
No, 3% of those 3% of the cases that go to trial, somebody's made a bad decisional error.
Oh, I love that. That is so true. That is so true.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And you know, the 3% that go to trial, at least 50% of the time, somebody made a bad decision.
But you've nailed it right there, because that if somebody ends up in trial and their attorney hasn't been able to successfully negotiate a pretrial settlement or whatever the case may be, then yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Somebody made a big mistake. So negotiation is the name of the game. And unfortunately, our modern culture puts trial lawyering up on a pedestal, starting back in the 50s with Perry Mason, going through all the police procedurals and lawyer procedurals today, and you've got John Grisham and these people writing all these, making the trial lawyer the king's stud, and unfortunately, that's a myth. It's an absolute myth, and I would much rather have a lawyer who's a brilliant negotiator and that knows how to position my case to settle than a brilliant trial lawyer who might be able to win at trial but might not, because there's so many variables outside the trial lawyer's control.
You're so right. Doug Knoll, ladies and gentlemen. Doug, we're out of time. Doug's an attorney, mediator, professor, author. The website, knollassociates.com, and for the negotiation training, legalpronegotiator.com. Doug, we'll have you back another day. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, David. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.